With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Russia fired a hypersonic intermediate-range ballistic missile at the city of Dnipro on Thursday in response to the U.S. and U.K. allowing Kyiv to strike Russian territory with advanced Western weapons. Royal University Services Institute Military Sciences Director Matthew Saville says Russia was trying to send a signal with this launch.
Signaling to the Ukrainians, we've got stuff that outranges you. But really, signaling to the West, we're happy to enter into a competition around intermediate-range ballistic missiles. P.S., these could be nuclear-tipped. Do you really want to take that risk?
Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a televised address, said Moscow struck a Ukrainian military facility with a new ballistic missile known as Oreshnik, the Hazel, and warned that more could follow. Former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz announced that he is withdrawing from consideration as President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General. Trump said in a social media post that Gaetz did not want to be a distraction for the administration. Gaetz said, "It's clear that my confirmation was unfairly becoming a distraction to the critical work of the transition team." Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says airlines are ready for a very busy Thanksgiving holiday.
We are a week out from Thanksgiving, and TSA is expecting a potentially record-breaking holiday travel season.
The agency says approximately 18.3 million people are expected to clear TSA checkpoints between November 26th and December 2nd. That would be a 6% increase over last year's extended Thanksgiving weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow by 461. This is SRN News. Christmas stamps are out.
And once again, the Postal Service has opted to make reference to the real reason for the season. Amongst its 2024 Christmas offerings is a stamp depicting the infant Jesus in the arms of his mother. It is a copy of a Madonna and Child painting rendered in the 1600s by Italian artist Giovanni Battista Salvi and is currently held by the St. Louis Art Museum. Postal Service spokesman Sheila Holman says the stamp is, quote, a beautiful reminder of the season's roots. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is hoping that President Trump's State Department will place Nigeria and India on its country's particular concern list. Nations on that list are accused of gross human rights violations, in particular persecution of Christians and other minorities. ICC spokesman McKenna Wendt says the U.S. has an opportunity to help end the mass genocide of Christians. This is SRN News. U.S. home sales notched their first annual gain since July of 2021, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
More home buyers are jumping into the market. Sales of existing U.S. homes rose 3.4% in October, with home shoppers encouraged by easing interest rates and more properties on the market. The National Association of Realtors reports that sales were up 2.9% from October of last year. That's the first gain in more than 3 years. The median price is up 4% to $407,200. The association's chief economist, Lawrence Yoon, says with increasing inventory leading to more transactions, the worst of the recent downturn in home sales could be over. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. regulators want a federal judge to break up Google to prevent the company from continuing to squash competition through its dominant search engine. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.